Bienvenido to the hut with Lady Yaga, your favorite auntie with your first ever pop-up podcast, where I talk about whatever with whomever. Season 1, episode 1, today, and we're switching it up. It's gonna be a whole new direction we're taking this, you know, since I'm able to have the freedom to narrate my own story. Why do I have to go off what everybody else wants me to talk about? I'm gonna go back to what I started with, and if you've been with me since the beginning, I want to say thank you, mucho gracias. You understand that I started talking about myself. I had a co-host that didn't work out, but you know what, things happen for a reason, and there's lessons in everything you learn, and I had to learn how to, you know, handle it on my own, carry it on my back. So I just wanted to just go back with directing it towards things that made me who I am. And crazy thing is, all the podcasts that I've done about myself, the stories, my journey, whatever it may be, has had the most views. So I'm really excited. And I don't know why. Maybe, you know, I just wanted to try different things. You never know what works until you try it. That's the thing I'm learning now. You never know what's going to work until you try it. But on the hut, it is a place of learning. It's a variety learning podcast. So we're going to talk about many things, many struggles, obstacles, triumphs, all this good stuff. Now, I hope you enjoy it. The first thing, that's what I really hope. I hope you enjoy it. That's the first goal. That's the first mission, that you enjoy what you're listening to. But just as important as you enjoying it is that you learn something every time you tap into the hut. And that is the goal of mine, because learning is fundamental. And once you learn something, you have to apply it, that makes it wisdom. So, you know, little something I learned on my journey, my self-mastery journey. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about my self-mastery journey, a little bit of my history, where I came from, and just, you know, what obstacles I've overcome. You know, everybody loves the hero story. Everybody loves the hero. So why not speak on it? Before I get into this podcast, though, I'm going to ask you to like, rate, review, subscribe. I don't know if you're listening. Most of my listeners are on Apple Podcasts, and I know Apple Podcasts, you can definitely rate me. You can definitely leave some feedback. Anchor FM, you can leave a voice memo, a voice message on Anchor. I have Google Podcasts. I'm on Spotify now, so check me out on Spotify. Are you Spotify listeners? You know, everyone that's new to the hut, welcome. If you don't know what bienvenido means, though, it's a Spanish word for welcome. So I've been learning Spanish for the last 4 years. I'm almost fluent. I should be more fluent, especially learning it for 4 years, but I haven't really took an interest in it like I have the last year. So if you hear me speaking Spanish on here, you know why, because I just want to flex, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with flexing and manifesting your greatness. So let's get into this podcast episode. Oh yeah. Don't forget, you can also support by donating. There's a donate button, a support button on the homepage on Anchor FM. And what's that going to help me with is helping this be a better learning, listening experience for you. It's going to help me get all the tools that I need to make that possible. So go ahead and hit that support button and enjoy season 1, episode 1 with Lady Yaga. Woo! Season 1, episode 1! I'm excited because I wanted to give up so many times. You just don't understand. I wanted to give up so many times because I'm not getting the response that I wanted. And I have to switch it up then. Like, don't give up. Don't ever give up on what you love doing. I call it love it and live it. You have to live it. And you do it from the passion of it. And through that passion, let's just say that through that passion, it becomes your career. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. Shoot. But today is really, really special because we're going to talk about who I am. Who is Lady Yaga? Who am I? Wow. Oh my gosh. what has defined me, what has made me me. Really, I've had more fuck-ups in my life, more letdowns, more turmoil, more bad shit happened in my life that has contributed to my greatness. I know. I think some people go through that. Those are the knuckle hardheads, as myself. I'm one of those, I gotta learn myself type. I can't take what someone else has done and listen to their story and benefit from it. At that point in my life, I wasn't that type of person. So guess what? If you say go left, guess which way I'm going? I'm going right. If you say straight, I'm going backwards. Blue, green, red, I'm changing it all up. Like, that's a part of my character. I'm a Virgo, by the way. August Virgo. My birthday coming up soon. What am I doing? Nothing. I am hustling on my business. So I'm doing a lot. I'm not gonna say I'm not doing nothing, but I'm not doing what the rest of the world does. And see, that's another part of me. I don't like doing what the masses do. I don't like doing what's trendy. I always like to set my own standard. And of course, that's not the popular opinion. So, hey, it is what it is. And I speak from the heart. I love speaking from the heart. Speaking from the heart has been one of the things that has led me to some very long friendships, very lasting friendships, but it has cost me a lot of friendships as well. But those are the people don't need to be in my life anyway. That's the way I look at it. Just recently, a couple days ago, because of who I am, because of my confidence, because of my strength, and people see that in me, right? And this is what you got to understand, right? When others see the greatness in you and not themselves, it's going to cause a problem. It's going to be competition. They're not going to want to be with you and work in your favor. They're going to try to destroy that energy that's making them feel less of who they are, which they don't feel great about themselves anyway. So guess what? I deal with a lot of people who try to target me. And I used to take it personal, but now I don't, because I'm like, I'm not rich, you know, financially. Like, I don't got money just to waste, man. I'm still struggling and working hard. So why can't I still feel good about myself and you feel good about myself too? Like, I'm trying to give that energy to everyone. Like, don't make your financial situation, your financial status, your social status, your fucking way you look, your body size, don't let that define who the fuck you are and make it feel like that's the only way you deserve to be worthy of whatever it is. You waking up every day thriving to be better is what makes you worthy, right? And see, that's the type of mentality that gets me in trouble, because I can be around anybody. I remember someone said the other day, we were talking about, who were we talking about? Some artist or somebody. I forgot exactly who it was, but they were like, would they act like that if Michelle Obama came? I'm like, the fuck? Why not? If that's how you gonna act, why does it matter who walks around you and how you act? I don't give a damn if you're the president of the United States. If I wanna say fuck you, I'm gonna say fuck you. Like, that doesn't make me or break me. I don't put nobody on no pedestal. Guess what? They shit, they eat, they get sick, they struggle, they cry. All these things that people think make us weak, those same people with all that money, with all that knowledge, all that experience, go through the same exact thing as you and me. And we probably got $20 in our bank account, if that. So when I'm around anyone, I don't let that define me, you know? So the beginning, let's talk about the beginning of my self-mastery journey and how I'm able to speak like this. But you know what's crazy is I've always been someone who's been really, proactive in my life. I've always been a student of life, you know? We call it Earth School. I've always wanted to learn from other experiences and other angles. I've always had different friends of different nationalities and cultures, and it excited me to taste their foods, learn their cultures. Since birth, I've always been like that. I've always been a lover of people and good energy and happiness, even though, you know, there's a lot of things I've done wrong, but I've always been that way. So that's my core value. You know, we all have core values that no matter what we go through, if we still reach deep down inside, those things are still going to exist. And that was my core value. I've always been a lover of people, a lover of myself, and always held my head high. And I've always been proud of what I've been through and where I came from, regardless of what it was. I've always took accountability. And, you know, a lot of us we haven't learned to do that. And through my self-mastery journey, I just learned why I was like that. I learned how to get others to follow suit and to believe in themselves despite, you know, like we said before, their financial status, their social status, what they look like, their weight, their size. It's like a goal of mine. It's like something that I want to live doing, like making people understand that your worth does not have to be paid for. It's because it's already paid for. It doesn't have to be bought. You know what I mean? It's already there. You just have to, manifest it, and you have to put it out there. Oh man, this just made me think about it. When I was about, dang, my nail's breaking. I'm gonna grow my nails back. But yeah, it's a long journey. I'm talking about health, fitness, wellness. I've had a lot in these last couple years, especially, that I've been going through. But what I was gonna say is, I grew up, you know, I grew up in a nice size family. I grew up with a mother who, oh my gosh, my mom is the strongest woman I know, and everyone says that. And I say it from a different perspective. My mom hasn't really verbally taught me anything, a few things here and there, but her persistence and consistency with living and her stubbornness has taught me so much and how to keep pushing despite what you've been through. So since a little girl, like, I've had issues with my health. I've had issues with my weight. I've had issues, you know, big family issues that I didn't really understand. I was molested as a child by a few people in my family, by my stepfather, who I lived with till he died. I mean, so many things. He was a white man. And if you listen to my episodes, my podcast, like when I first started, you'll hear about all that. But I can recap that if you like, just let me know. But it's just, I forgave him. So like I said, I've always had a big heart. I've always had forgiveness in my heart, and it wasn't taught to me. It's just my core value. And he did take a part of me that really molded me in a way that has been helpful, but at the same time, it's caused a lot of hurt. He's apologized directly to me for what he's done without me asking. I don't know how many people can say that who's been a victim of sexual abuse, who can say that the person that abused them genuinely apologized to them on numerous occasions. So maybe, but even before he did that, I forgave him. You know, I've always known that you have to have a sickness about yourself to even your train of thought. Your core value is sick to even manifest that type of thinking into an action. You know, I've always understood that, but I didn't really understand it to that extent to where I understand it now. But he passed away a couple years ago from cancer, and I was there when he took his last breath. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Now, I don't know if that was meant to be, but it was what it was. And before he passed away, years before all this happened, he was diagnosed with cancer. He gave himself to God. And I don't judge others, as I try my best not to. I mean, I might say, yo, shit look ugly that you got on your hair, look like crap, or you look cute, but
But what your actions do, I try not to judge. Sometimes you all motherfuckers be doing some stupid shit, and I'm pretty sure people say that about me. But, you know, I didn't judge him. I didn't hold him accountable. But what's crazy is, see, it put a strain on my mother's relationship with me. Me and my mom, you know, really had a lot of issues growing up. I think it even stemmed before the you know, abuse, sexual abuse. It's just that I think some mothers and daughters have a weird relationship because sometimes the mothers are jealous of their children, their daughters especially, for whatever reason it may be. I've noticed that in a lot of different relationships. So I kind of believe that my mom had this scar from her childhood, of course, that she was never able to heal. And when she finally, you know, found my father, someone who provided and took care of her, who genuinely, my father, despite what he's done, genuinely loved my mama. Like, I watched it, I saw it, I witnessed it. My mom felt that I jeopardized her security because she wasn't used to having the things that she had when she was with my dad. She wasn't used to, you know, being able to not work and just decorate her house. And, you know, my dad made pretty decent money. So, you know, he took care of all my mom's children. My mom had 9 children and he took us all in and took care of us. Even our children, he took care of his grandkids too, which were not blood relative, but related, but he still financially and emotionally tried his best to support all of us. That's a big step. And my mom, you know, understood that, you know, she wouldn't be able to live the life that she wanted without him. So when that happened and I told her what happened with my father, with my stepfather, she didn't leave him. She didn't say I was lying. She didn't say, you know, that's not true. Actually, we never really spoke on it. She never really explained why we were staying, but I kind of figured it out already. And it was hard. It was hard for the whole household. It put a strain on the whole household. My youngest brother, the one under me, right under me, he wilded out. He ended up going to prison for 15 years. You know, a lot stemmed from his childhood. A lot of us, you know, have these scars that we can't heal. And we allow things from our childhood to direct our future. And as an adult, we hang on to those and it really doesn't help us mature in the direction we need to mature to become the best versions of ourselves. So my brother, it held on to my brother. That fucked my brother up a lot. Especially him and my dad already had a stressful relationship because my stepfather was trying to, you know, add structure within the household. And, you know, my brother was just spoiled and rotten and a crybaby. And you know how mothers are, black mothers. I don't know how other families are, but black mothers with their sons, it's just such a weird relationship. You know, me having a son myself, you know, my relationship with my son is pretty different. So, but my mom babied him and, you know, shit happens. While my stepfather was trying to discipline and, you know, kids know how to play their parents against each other. And I watched that unfold. My sister that's a year older than me, she witnessed a lot more than we did because she was more serious than we were. I was always being a kid trying to have fun. I didn't care about no family drama. I didn't care what was going on in the house. As long as I have food on my head and a roof over my head, food in my stomach, and I'm able to go outside and play and have friends and do the things that kids want to do, I didn't care. I did not care. I mean, I watched my parents argue and me and my brother would die laughing. Like, and they would have some really brutal, vicious fights, glass breaking, purses thrown, glass dishes thrown, screaming, crying. Never got physical, though. I don't remember it ever getting physical with my stepdad and my mom, but I remember just a few things that just was like, oh, shit, this is what they do as adults? I don't want to be no adult. This shit don't look cool. But yeah, this is some of the things that, you know, that I experienced that, you know, made me have tough skin, I think. I think it really helped me just build resistance to bullshit, like what to help me not really take these things that are temporary, which is craziness and fighting and depression. It's just temporary. It helped me just like deal with it, see it, get over it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, why? Everybody gets mad. Okay, I seen you fight. Ooh, somebody tells me a story about this happening. I'm like, that's life. And I experienced death at a very young age. So, not on top of that. So like, this is before the time I was 5 years old. Okay. So I experienced all this by the time I was five. Sexual abuse. I don't want to call it physical abuse, but it was, you know, violence within the house, alcoholism. My parents were, alcoholics, lies. Oh, there was so much lies, infidelity. It was just, you know, your typical American beauty, which is basically dysfunction, is what I grew up on. And behind all that, we were religious people. So I learned a lot about religion. I grew up a Jehovah's Witness, and it was a balance that was needed. I think people are so against religion for whatever reasons, but growing up the religion I did, Jehovah's Witnesses, I'm glad I had that experience to understand the Bible in more depth than a lot of people. And I was able to make it my own. And the only thing that to me that was missing from religion and the religion that I studied was learning about self-mastery. I don't think that was really, expressed or really, it was a focus. Everything was focusing on the God outside of us. You know, Jehovah was his name. It taught us to focus on that, right? And, I didn't really feel at home, you know, within the congregations that we went to, even though the people were the sweetest people ever. Oh man, I love tons of them. But you know, at that time it wasn't for me, but hey. And so, because of that, learning about the Bible, it helped me deal with death as well. So happy because I was, still living with my father, my stepdad, and my mom in the same house. We grew up in one house that I my whole life. So, you know, we weren't, you know, hopping all around. That was pretty good. You know, that part of dysfunction is really hard when you're hopping from house to house. But no, I was raised in the same house since I was in the first grade or second grade all the way, you know, past high school. So, at the age of 16 years old, man, things happened a lot around that time. At the age of 16, I was pregnant with my first child. And soon after the pregnancy, my son was 6 months. My son's father was killed by the Hayward police. And before that, my mom kicked me out the house because she didn't want me to have a relationship with my son's father because she felt he was dangerous. Why would she say that? So, it was a lot going on around that time. And right after, like right before, I'm saying no, right before my son's father died and before I had my son, my sister was killed in a car accident. She had 3 children. So if I was 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, he was about 7, my sister's oldest was about 7 or 8, and her 2 youngest, they were, I think, 2 and 3, so my mom took them in and was raising them until their father, who was in the military stationed overseas, I think they were in Germany, decided to come get them because of anger. And we fought for the custody.
I remember, oh my God, like hiding the kids, sneaking them out the house in the car to take off. So if he popped up, it was, dude, so this is like being like 15, 13, 14 years old. You feel me? Like doing, going through all this stuff. My brother, one of my oldest brothers, Lord Jesus, he molested me as well. He was cuckoo. He was a drug addict, very early age. Just watching that unfold was a lot. His friends that he used to bring over, they were the same as him. They would try to touch me and do all these weird things, and they're like 9, 10 years older than me. So it's just like, it was like a ongoing cycle. And the crazy thing is, I never told my mom. I never told my parents. Only person I told her about was my stepdad. And I told her about my stepdad because I was angry. That's the only reason. I was mad at him for telling me no. I'm telling you, you go listen to some of my other podcasts. It should be, I'm gonna see if they're still on there, because I think they've been erasing off. But you listen to that story about my stepfather. It's called, I forgot the name of the podcast. Look at me. Unpopular Truths. I think it's Unpopular Truths number one. Go listen to that, and it'll tell you the journey with my stepfather and what we dealt with, the ordeal of all the people that have taken advantage of me sexually in my life. So it's one of my favorite podcasts, and it had the most reviews. It's pretty, don't listen to it with your kids. It's pretty, you know, straightforward. I don't like to sugarcoat stuff. I like to say how I feel it is. But yeah, so that's what I've been dealing with. And when people see me and meet me, and they see I'm not easily triggered with emotion as far as sadness, when they hear stories, oh, I've been, you know, I had this happen to me, and I'm like, you know, everyone has a story, man. Like, I know I need to work on that, but I'm not going to feel sad for you to keep you in that victim mentality, you know, that self-victimization. I'm not going to be responsible for keeping you there. I'm going to be like, so what you doing about it? What can you do about it? Have you figured out the steps to take to get out of that situation where you don't allow that to that ill feeling to harness you down? Like, that's my train of thought. And it's always been like that, though. So once, you know, my sister passed, my son was born, his father passed, I had another close friend shot in a drive-by. Oh my gosh. It just goes on and on and on. My parents finally separated. My mama moved out, and then we started to see why she needed my stepdad in her life. She went 5150 buck wild. I can't even get into all the stuff that she went through. And just trying to deal with her with a new baby, it was a lot. You know, all my sisters and brothers had their issues. We still remain fairly close as a family, you know. And we didn't start really falling apart until the matriarch of our family, my grandmother, passed away, and that's when the real shit started to unfold. Oof, money plays a part in love. Money always wins. Money always wins. I've never seen love prevail when money is involved. People are just ugly when it comes to money, and they will fight to the very last dime. And they will lose family, lose loved ones. They don't care who is involved as long as they get that money. And that's what I watched once my grandma passed away. Then my mama's sister passed away. Then my uncle passed away. And it was really a snowball effect like that for the like year after year after year after year. People were just dying left and right in our family. So when it comes to death, since I experienced it at an early age, I kind of got immune to the long-term effects of losing a loved one. You know, I still cry. It makes me sad. I think about the person, but I understand it. I understand it. And I'm at a point to where I'm learning not to fear it now. You understand? That was a part of the self-mastery journey that I loved the best. Not to fear death. It like gives you so much freedom to kind of do what you want and understand that despite your fear or despite your sadness or whatever you're going through, you're going to have to do whatever it is that you need to do with those feelings. dealing with those feelings, you have to still push through. And that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. So when I call myself a rebel leader, a light bearer, a life bearer, a Heron, supernatural, a demigoddess, you'll understand that I'm not putting myself above everyone else. I'm wanting people to rise with me. Feel that power, that innate ability that's in us to overcome anything that we need to overcome. It's in us already. The universe, we are all connected. It's like I've been learning that, you know, whatever we need in life, it's already here. We just need to tap into it. And we're not learning that because society, hello, society teaches us to feel that everything outside of us is what's going to make us stronger and make us and help us heal. They got the medications. They got the therapists. They got the doctors. They got all these things that they want to give you. But no one says search for yourself. Search within yourself. Find yourself. Find your strength. Build your mental strength. Your mind, your brain is a muscle. You have to work it out. There's things, you know what I mean? People don't tell us that. They want you to find it through something else. Read a book. Right? I mean, it's cool. Yeah, read a book. But read a book that's going to teach you how to be the best version or become the best version of you. Right? How not to surround yourself around people who are not going to play into that. If they're not going to play into your uprising and you gaining the strength that you need to become the best version of you, we need to learn how to not deal with them. And see, we're not taught that. We're taught to just focus on things that deal with not the spiritual realm, but the earthly realm. And when you learn that you're a spirit having a human experience, it kind of changes your perception on stuff. When you learn that the fight is spiritual, the mental, and not physical, it helps you understand a lot more. You know what I mean? It's an ongoing process. Infinite. If knowledge is infinite, then our life on earth is supposed to be infinite, but we haven't tapped into that because we were taught that everything is short term, quick, in a hurry, microwave minute. No, that's not it. That's not it. Well, season one, episode one, I talked a lot more than I wanted to. I wanted to get into some more stories. So guess what? Episode two coming next. I'm gonna continue about this journey of my life and what I've learned through my self mastery journey and how it all ties in together, making me who I am, and hopefully you'll learn from it. Thank you for tuning in. I didn't want to cut it short, but 30 minutes is long enough to hear me babbling on about my life and what I've been through and me trying to, I don't know if it's called preaching, but I just get into this zone where I feel this, like, this energy take over me and things just start flowing out my mind. I just want it to be natural as possible. I don't want to write stuff down. I don't want it to be scripted. I just want to be raw and uncut, off the heart, off the dome, and hopefully you receive it. I hope you receive it. So if I stutter, say words wrong, it's just what it is. I mean, I talk really fast, and that's something I've been working on. I carry a lot of spit in my mouth. It's just, I don't know. I never had it explained. Sometimes I drool on myself at my old ass age. So, I mean, you know, those were a lot of things that stopped me from starting my podcast because I was afraid that people were going to talk about, you know, those type of things and I wasn't worthy enough, you know? That was the perception I put in my head. It wasn't other people telling me that. It was what I thought because of me watching other people and, you know, seeing their greatness and not seeing my own greatness. You understand that? So if you look at someone and you visualize their greatness and you don't see yours, it's honestly, you feel like they're competition, you know, competition that you cannot compete against. So you don't want to, you want to change your mindset on that. See, here we go again. Here, I'm supposed to be closing this out and I'm preaching some more. Let me stop. Thank you for tuning in to The Hut with Lady Yanga. I am Lady Yanga, your favorite auntie. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, review, support, support, support. If you have any suggestions as well, and you think that I should be talking about something, always give me your input. I'm always open to listening to input. I'm always down to learn. Blessed, blessed, blessed I am. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all I can really say. I'm just really excited today. So I've been receiving a lot of love and a lot of feedback on my business. I am the president and co-founder of Yanga Sport Culture. If you don't know about that, check out www.yanganation.com. If not, you could always DM me on Instagram, LadyYanga_, that's LadyYanga_. Drop me a DM and we're gonna close it out like that. Ciao.